Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to bring you not so much a teaching today, want to bring you a testimony and a story. I'm calling it Airstream, and God is supreme. Airstream, and God is supreme. You know, people often see our street preaching videos, and they get a lot of the contention out in the streets. They get a lot of me proclaiming God's truth to the masses, and they don't get a good picture of what we do on a daily basis, because a lot of the things we do are not recorded, not posted. We can't post everything. What you see on our website is a small part of our ministry. We're on the road full time. And I just want to encourage people that we see God moving and doing things one-on-one with people. And I want to give you a story, and this is all boasting in Christ, because I want to tell people, I always tell them in the street, and I want to tell you that I would not be out here doing what I do, nor would Sister Debbie, reaching out to people, putting ourselves in harm's way, spending our resources and our time. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Christ and the work He's done in me. It's all about Him. I never loved people. I was a loner. I could have cared less about people. I would have been living a selfish life, but God has called us to do these things. So it's all of God. I'm boasting in Christ. And again, people see the street preaching, they hear the teachings, but they don't often see the one-on-one. So today, let me give you one small example, and I'm not being inaccurate when I say virtually every time we go to a new destination and pull up to camp, God has an appointed meeting for us, oftentimes many. The other day, it was 4 appointed meetings, people coming up to talk to me about God when we just pulled up. Today, we pulled up at one of our known campsites. We're getting ready to go preach at a big strawberry festival that's in Central Florida. And so we pulled up, and you know, this is how God works. I pulled up and I was working on the van, and this man was in a camper, small little camper, called an Airstream. That's where I get my title from, Airstream and God is Supreme. It's a little tiny silver Airstream camper. And I looked over as I was working on my camper, and I saw him sitting in the doorway, and my impression was he looked sad. And I thought, I wish I could witness to him, Father. And I don't go walking up to people in our camp places, because I just don't want to bother people. They're here, they're camping. It's not what I do. I go out and preach in the world. I'll preach and witness people all over. But when people are in their campsites and their campers, I don't bother them. It's just what I do. Well, I'm working on the camper. Next thing I know, this man is standing behind me talking to me. And he's about 53 years old. And he's a traveler, full-time traveler, lives in his little RV camper. He's retired. And him and I struck up a conversation. He was telling me where he goes and all this type of stuff. Then he took me to the back of our van and he said, I love this. I love this right here. And he showed me where it says on our van, repent, leave worldliness, seek after God's kingdom. Well, it turns out he's a claimed believer. And we started talking, and at first he was very pretty much stern about it. And he said, well, I'm a believer, and but you know, we all sin a lot, and I won't go into all the details of it, but basically he was giving the usual American Christianity that we all sin a lot and you just believe in God, and when you die you hope it's all going to go well. And I just lovingly said to him, you know, you don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in the defeat of sin. You don't have to be prisoner to sin or a slave to sin. And I asked him, what sin is holding you? And he shared a couple of them with me, and I said, you can be free from that. And I saw him start to soften, and I told him how if he was born of God, truly born of God, that God won't allow him to stay in sin, because he still kept defending daily sin. And I gave him a testimony of myself. He said, well, don't you sin? And I said, I do. And I gave him a testimony how I was out street preaching and a man grabbed my mic and screamed in my ear, and my flesh rose up, and inside me I sinned. I didn't hit the man, but inside me I sinned. And I told him I had to deal with that. I had to put it down. I had to correct myself quickly, but I didn't live in the sin. I repented of it, and the Father gives me victory, and I moved on from it. And he received that well. He talked about a few other things, And it got pretty deep. And basically, I just told him, he told me a really, really intense story about him and his mother, seeing his mother die. Very sad. And he just told me how he's got some things that are weighing him down. And I told him that I loved him, that he could have victory, and that I'm here for him. And you know, this man started crying in front of me, and he had to walk away. I could see the great conviction in his life. He came over for a reason. In the midst of our talk, I said, you know, this is God appointed. And he looked at me and he goes, I know. I said, we weren't supposed to be in this camp spot, and you and I are standing here talking. I said, God is sovereign. This is God appointed. And he said, yes, I know that. And again, he walked away with tears in his eyes. I told him, hey, text me. He has our gospel card. I said, we'll go to breakfast together. And he just kind of waved it off. I gave him a hug, told him I loved him, and he walked away. And I just want to share that with you. So Airstream, and God is supreme. God's supreme. He's sovereign. And he has these appointments for us all the time. And you know what? It is not because Brother Jim is special, smart, or anointed with anything extra from God that anyone else has. I really believe that it's because we have gone, we are ready, we are willing. I believe we're studied and trained, and the Father just honors that and uses us. And again, if somebody wants to say I'm bragging, I'm none of those things without Christ. All I've got out here when I stand in this cold, cruel world, wicked, mean, evil, nasty, dangerous world, all I've got is God's Word. I don't have a gun. I don't have a shield other than the spiritual shield, right? Put on all of our armor. And so I just want to encourage all of you, if you follow our website and you see our ministry, you don't see all of these events that go on one-on-one with people. I witnessed to 3 homeless people the other day that walked up to our van, and we were able to meet some needs of some of them, and we counseled them, gave them hope. One man was texting me. And so this is what God does. He's supreme. He's sovereign. He connects people up. If you're willing to go and say, Father, use me, the Father will use you. If you're studied, trained up, ready, prepared, you're going to be biblical in your ministry. And it's such a joy. I don't know what this man's going to do with this truth. I saw the conviction on him. When I hugged him, he was crying. And he walked away. He's got our contact info. I just want to encourage you that, you know, when you see us out street preaching and you see all the contention, yeah, that goes on a lot. And it's good to contend. Paul contended. Jesus contended. Peter contended. Jude contended. We're commanded to contend for the faith. But you don't often see these tender moments where we get to talk to people, and I choose not to record. And I want to share them with you so that you can be edified to see a balance in ministry, because we should be out teaching the word boldly, but we should have love and kindness. We should be out rebuking those that are in false doctrine that claim Christ, but we should be merciful to the world. That's one thing this man said to me. He said, well, I believe in mercy. And he looked at me. He said, I believe in mercy. And I said, I do too. But I gave him my story about a judge ready to give you leniency. And if you tell him you're going to keep breaking the law, will he give you leniency and mercy? And he said, no, he'll probably throw you in jail. I said, that's what God asks, that we must become eligible by our heart condition, our willingness to repent. And just the words that I was able to speak to him and share with him our past, how we were worldly and wicked and we were drunks, and how God was able to transform us. Isn't it amazing? I pulled up, I saw that man sitting in his camper. I said, I'd like to witness to him, Father. The Father sends him right over. For a half an hour, I got to speak life and truth into this man's life, hope and truth into his life. And I just wanted to tell you about it today. I hope that encourages you. If you're a believer born of God, pray that ears be open to hear, that people will respond. There's such a wicked, dark, evil world out here. So many lies. People being told they can live in their sin and be okay before a holy God. Oh no, we cannot live in our sin. We don't need to be prisoner to our sin. We can be set free. John 8:32, he's come to set us free. Hey, I want to read a scripture verse for you real quick. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. I like that. So are you seeking that for your life? What's the purpose God has for you? It's not going to be my purpose. And are you trusting in the Father? Are you preparing yourself for that ministry? Are you looking to be used in all your ways? I hope you are, because God is worthy to be glorified in such ways. And, you know, I think the biggest thing, I'm going to leave you with this. The biggest thing I said to this man, and I think this is what evoked his tears to come out, is I said, the life you're living, because he admitted he lives in sin. I said, the life you're living is not glorifying to God in all of your ways. And I said, God wants you to be glorifying to Him. God wants to use you to reach others. God wants you to be a good witness. And I said, He shed His blood for you. Why would you hold on to sin? And that just hit him. That hit him deep in the spiritual gut, as I'll just say. And he couldn't stand. He had to leave because he started crying. So this is what we do. We proclaim the word and we trust in the Spirit that it will convict. As Jesus said, when he sends the Spirit, he'll convict, he'll teach, he'll comfort. So I hope you're edified by that today. Airstream campers, Airstream, and our God is supreme. I hope he's ruling in your life. Pray for ears to hear. Pray for us to have strength to keep going. And let us know how we can help in your faith. Every day at don'tperish.com, on the Spirit and Truth blog, Sisters blog, we're pouring out to help saints, pouring out to help people that are confused and lost, trying to reach people with the hope of the gospel. That's the only thing that is eternal in this world, is the hope of the gospel in Jesus Christ. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. May God be praised.